16 minutes to 8, Triple M's Hot Breakfast. A big win in the cricket in South Africa.
It's unbelievable.
2020 game reduced to 7 overs
epic
aside.
Seven over a side struggle.
I think this is the new format. We're down to 7 overs per
team. Get into half an hour.
Hey, there was a hero though, and it sounded a bit like this.
13 for 4 then. Oh yes, he's got all of that. Brad Hodge, 6 runs. 7 from 3. Does it get all of it? Yes, it does. It's at the ground again. 2 in a row from Brad Hodge. He's a cool customer.
They did 15 runs off the last over. Hodgie goes
four
back.
Four for good measure.
It was a ball to spare, wasn't it?
Back-to-back sixes.
He's gone too early, I reckon.
He's on the team bus now. Hodgie, congratulations. Man of the match. Well done.
Thanks, Luke. Thank you very much.
Great stuff, mate. You were the man when it counted, delivered a couple of sixes, and you did it with that cool stare without any issue at all.
Well, that's the bluff that you have to do sometimes, isn't it? Pretend that you got it all under control. You needed to correct the commentator there, because there's no way I've got all of that anyway. Second six.
Well,
only 80 metres. If I'm getting it, it's going at least 120.
And he points to where it's going before it goes.
Exactly.
Baseball style. Because it was covered here. There was excitement in our studio. And, of course, being a Melbourne star, obviously, Ed had some interesting comments to make.
Mixed emotions this morning.
Mixed emotions. Here we are early in the piece. I'm going to play you a couple of bits, Hodgie. Here we go early on in the piece. This is about a couple of overs in when we're debating who should come to the crease.
Put Hodgie on, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Bring him in. Bring
Hodgie or Maxwell?
Maybe Maxwell.
Maxwell goes right from the first go.
Yeah.
And he plays for the Stars, and Hodgie doesn't, so he can get stuck.
Whoa. What is going on there?
Play the next bit.
Okay, Hodgie, here's the biggest turncoat in the history. This is in the space of about five overs. Ever listen to who takes all the credit when the final one goes over the boundary?
Now, Hodgie's gone whackety-whack-whack the last two. We need one run from two balls, and Brad Hodge, the Victorian, the superstar, the Melbourne star superstar. Keep going with this. We'll go to that later.
He's your man, is he?
He's our man, Hodgie.
Is it two sixes in a row?
Come on, Hodgie. This is it.
And off you go.
That's it.
So, Eddie, can you shed any light on that? Are you a Melbourne star, Hodgie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
At the moment, anyway. We'll just leave it at that.
Door open.
He's all right. He's our man. Don't worry about that. He's wearing the green. So, hey, Hodgie, by the way, mate, congratulations. Tell us about those last few balls, though. The first six that you did, you hit it right out of the screws. And the South Africans were pretty, they're up on their toes after Du Plessis took the catch just beforehand. It looked like they just were one more dot ball away from winning that game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's, I suppose that's why I'm there, I guess, to try and keep that cool head and just keep a level head and see if I can get a few in the middle and get it home. But, you know, I mean, sometimes it works for you and sometimes it doesn't, but... Yeah, they had the momentum once Warner went out. He was on fire. And in seven overs, I mean, you can go either way. And I was just hopefully, you know, just wanted to hit two boundaries in the over. And I thought if I can hit two, then we'll win the game. So that was the thought process. And luckily, you know, I hit most of the bat and they went over the fence.
And, mate, in all seriousness, can you believe it? You're wearing the Australian coat of arms on your chest and on your hat, on your helmet there. You're playing for Australia again. You're man of the match after all these years and all the disappointments, mate. For your wife and your kids who are listening this morning on the way to school down in Mentone, and for all your friends here in Victoria, it must be just sensational for you.
I'm sure they'll be wrapped. It's such a great story to be able to, you know, soldier on, I guess, like I've done for years and just keep the performances, you know. I'm getting a load of crap here from the
It's not Warner sledging you, is it?
That'd be Warner.
It's marvellous. I mean, sure, my family and everyone's happy and everyone's excited. So I'm happy to put a smile on my face and put a smile on everyone else's face.
Hodgie, just a hypothetical for you. If you were to leave the Stars, where do you reckon you would go? If you had to choose another side,
back
where
to the Renegades,
where do you reckon you'd go? Back to the Renegades?
Yep.
Here
probably in Mauritius Cricket Club. If I could leave the Stars, I reckon. I'll say that they're having a 2020 tournament next year.
So, I well answered, Hodgie.
Stand up for that. But the only reason I'd leave the Stars is opportunity. And look, you just got to see where your life takes you and work it out. And
Adelaide?
Stars have been pretty good to me, and we've had good fun. Yeah, that could be a chance.
There we go.
Shut up.
Adelaide has got pretty small boundaries, so for a guy that gets to 120, you know, they're probably going out of the stand.
That's going into the Torrens, mate. Half of Adelaide have ended up.
Up in Snowtown.
You have to bring the Great Southern Stand in a little bit, Eddie.
Hey, Hodgie, mate, you're magnificent. Hey, is Warner nearby?
Davey, he was heckling me. He's right at the back of the bar.
Mate, chuck him the phone for a second. We want to get into him.
You want to speak to Davey?
Yeah, throw it up to him, mate.
Absolutely, I'll put him on.
All right, let's get Davey
right now.
We're on the Australian team bus, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. If you're driving into work this morning, it's 10 minutes to 8. The Australians won the 2020 with one run to spare, with Brad Hodge hitting 6, 6, and 4 to finish off the match, and Davey Warner hitting 40 in unbelievable circumstances. You there, David?
Hello, mate. How are you?
Hey, congratulations. The 40 was magnificent. How did you not get man of the match?
The old fella got us across the line, mate. He hit 2 sixes to win the game. So he thoroughly deserved it, I thought.
Hey, Dave, just letting you know, you are live on the radio here. We're not mucking around. And congratulations. You're going to be a father.
Oh, perfect. Thanks. Yeah, it's a little bit surreal. It'll probably hit me when the thing pops out and starts crying. So I'm ready for it, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
No sledging in the birthing suite, okay? No sledging.
I think I might be a little scarred, I reckon. When
it'll hit you when the school fees arrive, mate. Don't worry about that. David, congratulations, mate. What do you think of the 7-over routine there? Jeez, it was fast and furious.
Yeah, it was. We saw something before when India played here in 2020. They covered the whole outfield full of sawdust, and that's what they did today. The super stopper ran out of petrol, I think, so they couldn't get it back out there. But yeah, it's just good for us to get out there and have a hit. The guys have been a bit bored in the change room, sitting around waiting for the rain to stop. But it's good to get out there and have another win, obviously, as well.
Good on you, mate. It was fantastic. Congratulations on the win. Magnificent test series, of course, buddy. It was just unbelievable. Cricket is on fire at the moment, and you're a major reason why. And good luck to you and Candice as well.
Thanks, gents. Have a good day.
As we always say in the birthing suite, start the non-striker's end.
That's it.
Fair enough.
David Warner joining us live on the Australian team bus. We had Brad Hodge.
Sage advice from Dr. Spock.
Oh, no. Don't go near it if you can.
It was a bit awkward with Hodgie, though, wasn't
Carry
it?
Carry the drinks.
What's that?
It was awkward with Hodgie.
Well, it was awkward with Hodgie.
Oh, mate.
What did you do?
You turned both ways, you sacked him, then you got him back.
He got a bit angry, and then he did suggest he's up for a move.
He's a great Melbourne Stars,
That's the takeaway from
if
that.
If he was to go, it'd be because of opportunities for him, and who could begrudge a bloke like Hodgie who's given everything to Victorian cricket and to Australian cricket? We love him.
Sounds like you're giving the speech at his farewell dinner.
It's like a eulogy. 7 minutes to 8. This is Triple M's Hot Breakfast for Dodo Gas and Electricity.